There they are, the moonberries. They have a couple of videos that I get off YouTube. They're really great. There are these two lovely women, and this song in the video, there's a Pekingese pulled out from underneath. Before that, we heard Danielle Ate the Sandwich with a new recording she did of Flowers, a Miley Cyrus cover. I thought that was really good. And we heard Terry Cassidy doing Ukulele Land from his album There's Always One Bigger Than Me. And we start off with Sweet and Lowdown by Gerald Ross from his Absolute Uke album, came out in 2015. Well, you're tuned to WGXC Catskill, Acre, Hudson. This is John Sturman at the controls. Carmen Borgia is here, and we're playing live out of Catskill. What do I got for you? How about, where is it? Here we go. This is a really nice duet of My Favorite Things. Here we go.
Thank you. steam train. If you just laid down your track, you could have an aeroplane flying. It'll bring your blue skies back. All you do is call me. I'll be anything you need. You could have a big
chips, moonlight and motor trips. How about you? I'm mad about good books, can't get my fill, and Walter Houston's looks give me a thrill. Holding hands in a movie show when all the lights are low may not be new, but I like it. How about you? Thank you. they give me a thrill. Holding hands in a movie show when all the lights are low. May not be new, but I like it. How about you?
Yeah, really great. That's Nellie McKay. We'll be talking to her in just a moment. Let me just tell you what we played. We heard My Favorite Things. This is done by a nice duet of a guitar and a ukulele out of China, I believe. And then we heard the West Cork Ukulele Orchestra doing Sledgehammer, Peter Gabriel's big hit. And then we heard How About You from Nellie McKay from her Bagatelles album 2019. And, you know, and here she is, Nellie McKay. Say hi.
How are you doing? Thank you for having me.
It's really great to have you on the show. I know you're going to be in our area very soon, Thursday night, to play a concert over at the Linda, which is a very nice place. I don't know if you've been there.
I just love the name.
Yeah, it used to be an old bank, and the WAMC turned it into this really nice venue. So it's very intimate and sweet there.
So Nellie,
I wanted to ask. I asked around to some of our friends, you know, what would we want to know about you? And I got some really great answers. So how did you first get started playing with the ukulele, and why did you move that way?
Oh, well, it was light and easy, and it just felt great swinging it around. You can play late at night in a hotel room.
Right, and take it with you, right? You can't.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't really lug around a piano, can you?
I know. But my Auntie Chrissy once came over to me when I was playing it, and she chided me and said, "You're going to disturb the neighbors."
I bet Jimi Hendrix's parents said that to him too.
Yeah.
So, what was the first uke you bought, and why did you buy that one?
Oh, no, I had one given to me by Jim Dale, who played Mr. Peachum in the Threepenny Opera when we did it on Broadway. And then I had this baby given to me by Ryan Adams. So, I mean, that was nice. I guess he saw a uke in a store, and he thought I'd play it good. So she's from 1926, back when Gibson was the Gibson.
Oh, wow. How great. And so when you picked up a ukulele, was it sort of a natural thing, and you just went with it? Because I listened to a lot of your records, and there a lot of it is piano and orchestration, and so, you know, here you are with the ukulele. How did that switch happen?
Oh, it's great because you get to pretend you're Rick Danko out there and move your hips a little.
It's really great.
It's very liberating.
That's terrific. Now, so you write songs too, right? I mean, I know you play standards and you do a whole bunch of stuff, but you have a lot of original music. So what was the first song you ever wrote?
Oh, and can you just ask that one more time? I feel like I'm working on the movie Bob Roberts, when they're all cutting deals for Wall Street on the bus. Anyway, I feel like that. I'm sorry. Can you ask that one more question?
I will, yes. So what was the first song you wrote?
Oh, the first song I wrote. Gee whiz, I guess it was a song. It was kind of a ripoff of Bus Stop, the 60s hit.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And, you know, when you write a song and you're so proud of it, and then you think, what does that sound like? Oh, I just stole the whole thing. Call me Helen Keller. But so I guess it all just kind of tumbled out. I don't know that we write songs. I think they come from another place, and you try not to screw it up.
That's right. You just have to channel it, right?
Yeah.
That's really great. So a friend of mine asked me, what was your worst gig?
Oh, my worst gig. Gee whiz. Maybe it's yet to come. But I think I have trouble with sleep. And I remember one time a friend of mine came to a show of mine in Chicago. And he said, as I was watching on stage, he said, I just felt so much pain. It's because I've been knocking doors the night before in Louisville, and I had to race to Chicago to do a radio interview in the big downtown there. You know, you can walk around, and it was great and all. And then I got to sound check, and I just wanted to nap so bad, but you got to go on stage. And but I think sometimes it works. It's like Keith Richards said, you know, the longest he's gone without sleep was 9 days. And he says, you know, that an hour becomes a minute and a minute becomes an hour. And maybe it's almost, you know, it's like taking the drugs you should take to perform, but we're afraid to.
As opposed to Keith Richards, who took all the other ones, right?
Yeah. How many blood transfusions has he had at this point?
I don't know. Too many to count, I'm sure. But I guess that's the goal of being a rock and roll star. Did you ever want to be a rock and roll star? I mean, you've made it pretty big, and you've played all over the world, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I just went to a listening party for Betty LeVette, and I saw a friend who had toured with us when I toured with Madeleine Peru, and she had a band bus. And the other one tour I went on with a band bus with Amy Mann, and both times it was such a party. I mean, Amy's bus was built for 12 max, and I think we had about 14 people. Half of them were comedians. And then Maddie was so much, you know, I mean, I haven't had enough of a taste. So if you know anybody, I'd be thrilled. Now's the time.
Okay. we'll put the word out. That's great. So do you have any upcoming ukulele projects? Or collaborations kind of thing?
Oh, well, we got an album coming out, and that was that's coming out at the end of August. And that was a collaboration with the Carpenter Ants, a group out of West Virginia. And then we've also just traveled all over. But it's great. It's got the ghosts of Appalachia. You know, the confidence men came down there, and that's where the word con men comes from. And Greil Marcus writes in the book, The Old Weird America, that it was smile against frown. And the frown was that of the mountain people, that it was smile against frown, and the smile won. And I often, you know, you feel that down there. That I think in West Virginia, 80% of the land is owned by people who don't live there. And, of course, they extract all the wealth. But there's great heart and good feeling. Even in winter in Charleston, I've always loved playing down there. Mountain Stage, which is how I got involved with the scene down there, it's hosted by Larry Gross, who was a conscientious objector to Vietnam in Texas, you know, back in the day. That can't have been easy. So he's got real metal.
Yeah. Yeah. He's great. And Mountain Stage is a great show.
I love that show. Yeah. Did you guys get it in the Catskills?
Yeah, we do. Sure. Yeah. Played on
WAMC. And you're mountain, so.
Yeah, that's right. You have a song for us, yeah?
Will you play something for us? Yes, please. So may I do it kind of one into the short? Can I do one into another?
Whatever you'd like, yeah. We're thrilled about whatever you provide.
They kind of go together. Okay, good. I like you, but I need you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I forgive you, cause I can't forget you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. You're my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea.
That's great.
May I do this other one?
No,
this
please,
is one that I wrote something.
Great, go.
If time runs like a river, I saw my people bathe in blood. And if the faithful find the sinner, I'll have to leave all I have. Adios, oh, hypocrite heathen. Adios, I'll stand by it. Adios, pretty kittens. And if you don't, you're sleeping tonight. Were you saying you had to ask me something?
No, it's all good.
Oh, no, it's okay. We're marching through the madness with not a soul about to see. We're moving through the fortress, chasing the ghosts of anarchy. Adios, false constitution. Adios, pagan light. Goodbye, all my charms I follow, and may you laugh.
Tonight. That's great. Thank you.
Well, it'll be better, Belinda. Thank you for giving me a chance to reconstitute.
Oh, it's terrific. I know that you're very committed to a lot of causes. You're a vegan, yes? And
I try to be, yes. Albany's a good place for that.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
So, animal rights, feminism, civil rights, I imagine, are you politically involved?
Oh, well, yes. I mean, because, I mean, when you look at, I mean, if you look at, say, at three presidents in a row, Obama and Trump and Biden, they've all bombed Somalia, which, you know, is one of the poorest countries on earth. Is, yes, Roger, my cat agrees. It's a country that it's at least 40%, might be more, nomadic. I mean, these are people living in the desert, and we're dropping these terrible munitions on them. We're doing it with our tax dollars, with our votes, with our donations, with our voice support. If it's one of the two major parties that one has supported, which in the past I have. And, you know, it's just, it all ties together. I mean, when you bomb a country, even if you don't care about people, you're also bombing animals. You're also poisoning the earth. I mean, right now, our country is sending, depleted uranium right. rounds to Ukraine. That poisons the environment. It causes kidney failure and cancer rates and all kinds of birth defects. I mean, so, you know, if you care about people and animals and the environment, it naturally extends to politics. And the corporate capture of our government, as well as that of the military-industrial complex, which really runs our country.
Right. So, all these things that you're very passionate about, how has it influenced your music?
Oh, well, it's in there, but you know, I guess it can be tricky. I was just talking just before this. I was talking to a friend of mine who has a podcast, and his name's Jimmy Dore, and he has a way of making it entertaining. And he will sometimes chastise me because I get so I don't care about being entertaining anymore, you know. And but you can't, especially if people, if they've paid to come see you, and they've hired a babysitter, and they've paid for gas and maybe two drinks, and, you know,
right.
they've taken time out of their day. You got to somehow, you know, work in a joke about Harry Connick Jr.
Great. So what can we expect in your performance on Thursday night?
Oh, boy. Oh, I'm thrilled to come back to Albany. I love it there. I love how you got the areas. I don't know if it's more downtown, but where you can walk about. I was there. I've been there for various choice events, and I've always had such a good time. So I don't know. I'm following a colleague of mine, a friend from way back, who I haven't talked to in 20 years, but from college, and she just had a show there. So I guess that's kind of inspirational too, because we're hanging around. So I don't know what I'm saying, but I don't know. Maybe.
You're going to play ukulele. Yeah. You're going to play piano. What is it? Just you? Do you have any backup accompany people?
Yeah, just a potpourri of good time. I think it'll just be me this time, there's always spirits with you. I love, if people have requests, they can call them out, and if they want to sing along. Even if they want to talk, you see some of those old gigs with Count Basie, and you see there's a great shot of Ella Fitzgerald from behind her, so you see the audience. And, people used to have more just a hang at shows.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't have to be overly reverential.
Oh, that's great. Well, Nellie, I thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us. I hope that your show goes great and that the rest of your travels go very well, and we're looking forward to this great new album coming out.
Thank you. It's so lovely talking to you and your beautiful doggy back there. Much love.
We got dogs. We got a crop of dogs.
Yeah, we got a crop of dogs here.
Ah, it's the best.
Oh, that's great. All right, so I'm going to go out. I'm going to play Zippity Doodah. And then I'm going to also play, I found Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter from your album, My Weekly Reader, which has a really nice ukulele. So I'll play both of those.
Thank you.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay, my, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay, Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual, everything is satisfactory. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay, wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Satisfaction, zippity doo da, zippity ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
Nellie, it's Bob. I'm calling to thank you for that watermelon. Man, it was good. The best I ever tasted. Real seeds. Wow, I haven't seen those in 4 or 5 years. I ate most of it all by myself. Well, I thank you for it.
She
just the same. She doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough. It ain't no good to fight. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'd pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she asks if I've been round to see you. Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
There was Feng Yi. He's doing a song called Somewhere Only We Know by Keane. So great. That's a brand new YouTube video that he did. Before that, we heard Noah Wish from his Breakfast Jams collection doing Looking Out My Back Door, the Creedence Clearwater Revival song. And before that, we heard Nellie McKay. It was lovely speaking with her. I played from her album, My Weekly Reader. I played Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter. And before that, we played Zippity Doodah from her 2019 album, Bagatelles, which is fabulous. It's her and a piano, her and a ukulele. So fun. I hope that you do get a chance to go to the show on Thursday night in Albany at the Linda on Central Avenue. James Hill has been working with a whole lot of volunteer ukulele players around the country and probably around Canada as well. And he put together this band he calls Ukeheads. On this show, we played a song a while ago, but a new one just came out, and I think it's very appropriate because it's called Summertime. Here we go. This is a collection of a lot of ukulele players all providing, practicing and providing input to the song. Check it out.
nothing can stand in my way. Now that you've shipped out from under my skin, I think I'm ready to win. Oh, what a night is tonight. I think I'm ready to fight. Now that my broken bones all have been healed, I think I'm starting to feel something good. Something good. Now that you're gone, well, I can roll on to something good. Oh, what a way that we died. Plenty of tears were supplied. My eyes are wrung out and dry as a bone, but I taste much better alone. Something good. Something good. Now that you're gone, well, I can roll on to something. Something good. Now that you're gone, I can roll on to something good. Something.